writer at the Dallas Morning News. Mike Hyka joins us once again. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Before we get to the goaltending, Nikushkin sitting out game three, at least according to the lines this morning, Mike. Is he in the doghouse already? What do you make of this?
It's funny. Lindy doesn't put a whole lot of people in the doghouse. He's been it's funny in talking to people in Buffalo that, he was that kind of coach before. He's kind of reinvented himself into more of a teacher type guy. And the problem with Valeri is that he's been doing this throughout preseason. So this isn't two games, this is seven games or eight games. And I think he was, he moved him around, he tried to teach him, he tried to show him, and he just isn't catching on right now. So there's two things. One, I think he thinks that this will help him to sit out and watch the game from the press box. And two, they need to start winning. This is a big game tonight, and I think Colton Sebier, if Val's going to play on the fourth line, then Colton Sebier is a better option. So those are the two things that are working on it right now.
You look at Nikushkin, ideally, where's the best line for him in this roster?
I think the best line is probably the second line with Jason Spezza. The interesting thing about what Lindy's been doing is he wanted to put Patrick Sharp up on the first line, and so he moved him from left wing to right wing. He was running Alex Hemsky at the right wing on the second line, which means he had to move Val from right wing to left wing. And so if he would just put Val at the right wing with Spezza and Sharp at the left wing with Spezza, I think he would be putting them in their natural positions and be getting more out of them. But that's not something that he has shown any indication that he might do. So if you were asking me how would I fill it out, I would put Nichushkin on the right wing with Spezza and Sharp.
Okay. And so then who do you think, like Alex Hemsky had mentioned, him and Aiken were playing together, and he's got 3 points. It's only two games, I understand. It's very early. But has Hemsky, it's early, but he's looked like he's got a lot more jump this year than he's had last year in Dallas.
He does. And I don't know if that's a hip. I don't know if that's skating. I don't know if that's he's just more comfortable. He, to me, was one of the most frustrating players to watch last year, mostly because he would not engage in battles. His skating seemed fine to me last year. He just is a big, loopy skater. Thanks. Who sticks his stick into a pile, skates around the circle, sticks his stick into a pile. And then these two games, and even in a couple games he played in preseason, he is stopping on the puck. He is trying to win puck battles. And then when he does get to open ice, he is not getting knocked off the puck as easily. Now, again, that can change as defenders say, oh, look, it's Alex Hemsky, because he's very easy to knock off the puck. And at this point, people have not really tried that strategy yet. So, he's got a ways to go before he's going to have a great season. But he's skating well. He's making smart decisions. He's only playing like 13, 36 a game. Maybe they've just found that sweet spot where he can be effective in a small amount of time.
Do you think he's going to be able to sustain third line minutes throughout the season and play a more of a checking role than he has in the past?
I don't think he'll be a checker. What Lindy's trying to do is put balance on every line. And Lindy talks out both sides of his mouth in a little bit of a way in that he really does want this team to be better defensively. And so he's going to spread the defense throughout the lineup. But to do that, then he has to spread the offense throughout the lineup as well. And he keeps talking about, we got to score goals, we got to score goals, we got to score goals. And so the line that they're going to put out there tonight, and this is the first time they've run this trio, is intriguing to me. Mattias Janmark's a rookie, 22-year-old from Sweden, was great in preseason. He played almost exclusively with Cody Eakin in preseason and was really good. Then Eakin got boosted up to the first line with Ben and Sagan. Sagan moved to the right wing. And then Janmark was playing center with Hemsky. And so Janmark and Hemsky had great chemistry. And again, they scored goals in 13 minutes a game. And so now that they want to put Sagan back to center, they move Patrick East to the top line. They move Eakin back to the third line. But the third line is Janmark, who's played really well, Eakin, who's played really well with Janmark, and Hemsky, who's played really well with Janmark. And that could be a 16, 17-minute checking line that has offensive potential. And it's the first time we're going to see it this year, and I'm very intrigued by it.
Mike Hyka, beat reporter for the Dallas Stars, joins us. Sagan and Ben, of course, are, you know, they're the go-to guys for the Dallas Stars. And when you look at the Oiler roster tonight, Mike, and, you know, they don't have a great checking line per se. You know, this looks like a pretty good matchup. There's no dominant shutdown defense pairing for the Oilers. I guess Sekera and Fain would be at the top of the list. But if you're Lindy Ruff, how do you see him going? Is Connor McDavid going to see a lot of Ben Sagan tonight? What do you think he's going to do as far as matchups?
That's what I would try and do. The first home game they played, Pittsburgh, and Eakin centered that line, and they put Eakin up against Eakin, Ben, Sagan against Crosby, Kessel, Kunitz the whole night. And, you know, the Eakin, Ben, and Sagan were the hunter, and I think it did hurt their ability to create. But I would say that with Eves up there, Eves is kind of, you know, your third man back, and then you just let Sagan and Ben go. And Sagan hasn't played in the center spot, so he hasn't really had the last year's chemistry with Ben. So I would take him. I'd put him out against the worst deep pair, the worst offensive or worst youngest, most inexperienced Edmonton players, and just tell him to go score goals. Yeah, I know you want to be good defensively and you want to do whatever you want, but in a game tonight, I'd let Ben and Sagan run wild.
How does, have you seen anyone who fits really well with those two?
At different times, lots of people do. Val Nichushkin had some really good games with him last year, but the problem is it just comes in fits and spurts. And, you know, he's a young, it wasn't last year, it was 2 years ago. He's a young guy, and he still looks like he doesn't understand the concepts of team play. So there are times that he looks wildly out of position or just, you know, floating around doing his own thing. So he's an option. I think Patrick Eves is actually a pretty good fit up there. He's a defensively conscientious. He's fast, so he can keep up with them. He goes to the front of the net, which is, he's not a big guy, but he goes to the front of the net, which is very helpful in getting the rebounds or, you know, tipping some of the shots from Ben and Sagan. And then I think Sharp at times looked really good with them in the preseason. So they have a lot of options. They just don't have one guy. And that's a good thing because now if someone gets hurt or if someone's not going well, Lindy can change it up. But it's a bad thing because there isn't a go-to line that they really can go to. So I think as the season goes on, we're going to see if Sharp is that guy. Like I said, he's better on the left side than the right, but he's working very hard on the right side. And he seems to be staying on the right side even when he's with Spezza. And I think the thought process is in that at some point in time we'd like him to play with Ben and Sagan.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, it really does sound like a fun one. And Stars very much want to come off that Denver game, 6-3.
Yeah,
sounds a lot like what they did last year.
Well, they, what was it, 5 goals in 25 minutes after being up 3-1?
Yeah, and really bad defensive play and bad goaltending. And like I said, it looked like a repeat of last year. And they're really working hard to try and not be that team. So I think they want to be on point tonight.
Mike, we'll be watching. I know it's very early on in the year, but the Oilers, obviously, they just got to get a goal. Never mind try to get a win. And the Stars trying to bounce back. So maybe two hungry teams going at it tonight. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks.